Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for our morning Maris Shikli Nishmas. Maris Esser, Vassar Shumar, Skanaz, Yosun, Vassar Atachan, Vassar Meir Zev. And we're going to be discussing a very interesting question, and that is a question in Dine Edus during the Corona period. And now in Israel, again, they're recommending that people wear masks. And the question is, what do we do about masks when it comes to Dine Edus? There was a Maisa with Rav Mordechai Bunim Zilberberg, who's a Rav in Shikun Hay in Bnei Brak, whose son got married, and everybody was wearing masks, covering not only their mouth, but also their noses. And the Masader Kedushin was the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, Chaver Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, Goyin HaGadol, Rav Beryl Porvarsky Shlita. And before they did the Maisa Kedushin, which is done, as is well known, in front of Edim. Without Edim, it's not a Kiddushin. The father of the Chassan, Rav Mordechai Bunim Zilberberg, approached the Rosh Yeshiva, and he asked him the following question. It says in the Mishan Yevamos, Ein me'idim ela al paltzuf ponim imachoitem. In order to be made, that a woman should be remarried, he need to be made on the first man's face that he died, with the nose. And if the Chassan is wearing a mask, so the Edus isn't complete, because they can't be made on the panim with the chotem, with the nose that's covered by the mask. And we see a lot of people. I see other people wearing masks and they don't recognize them necessarily. So the Rosh Yeshiva answered, Ada chotem. In other words, what the Mishnah means is, until the nose, but not including the nose. You need the forehead until the place of the nose, and therefore Edus is okay, even though his nose is covered. So on Lel Shabbos, Zilberberg gave a shir in shul, and he explained what his Rebbe meant, quoting the Sugya in Bechoros, Mevav Amadeis, Padachas Poteres, Bechol Makom Afilu L'Nachala. In other words, a baby that his head went out, his forehead went out, is already considered, even if it went back in afterwards, and then the other baby was born, but he's considered a Bechor Linyan Nachla. All you need is his forehead. In fact, the Gemara Meis VeYakir Zu HaKaras Panim VeEzo Hi HaKaras Panim Zu Parts of Panim Im HaChoytem. He's recognized to be the Bechor, and that's with his nose. So you see, his forehead's not enough. The Gemara answers, Ad HaChoytem. No, only until the nose, but not including the nose. And the Hemshech, the Gemara brings this teretz also in the context of the Mishnah and Yevamos, about Edus and the mace. So you see, it doesn't have to include the nose. However, Rav Zilberberg noted that the Gemara says another teretz, Yakir l'chud v'akaras panim l'chud. So when it comes to the din of Yakir, of being a Bechor, you don't need the face. But when it comes to recognizing somebody, you need the face. You need the nose. When it comes to a Bechor, you only need the forehead. When it comes to Hakaras Panim, when it comes to Edus, you need the nose as well. So Lefizeh, Minaroi, that the Chassan should take off the mask so that the Edim can see his nose. This is Shaila about a Chassan or a Kala who are wearing masks. Edim can't see them properly. And then, in addition to that, the Edim are also wearing masks. And then we get into a Shaila about the Kashrus of the Edus. This Shaila was brought up by Great Gaon, a very well-known Rosh Yeshiva today, in Baal HaChaber. We saw Brunim Shriver Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Nesiv Hadas, and of Basin in Ashdod, about a Maisa Shehaya, that Rabbi Shriver was Masadar Kedushin in a certain chuppah during the corona, and he told the Edim to take their masks off during the Edus, based on the klal in Hilchos Edus, that every Edus has to be Edus She'ata Yochol Hazima. It has to be Edus that you can make the Edim into Edim Zomimin. edus that you can't say about the edim imanu ha'isim but makom ploni is not a valid edus, edus shi'ate yachol ha'azima. So if the edim are wearing masks and their identity is not clear, so you can't be mazing them. How are you going to do hazama? Are you going to bust them? They're wearing masks. You didn't recognize them when they were testifying. So this edus is edus shi'ate yachol ha'azima. It's not valid edus. So because of that, Rabbi Schreiber told the Eidim to remove their masks, Shas HaKadushin. That was what Rabbi Schreiber said. Rabbi Zilberberg answered that if we're choshish for that, for the masks, so we don't gain anything when they remove the masks. Because it's still Eidus Shet Yetechol Azima. Because when the Eidim say, Manu Ayisem, they could say, Ma Pitom, we were in masks. And you didn't recognize us. And therefore, Shuvitz Eidus Shet Yetechol Azima. So the Maisa, Rabbi Schreiber said that this is only on Hagel Chachila, it's not Ma'akev, because the Eidei Kiddushin are also signing on the Ksuba, that's the way it goes sometimes. And when they sign on the Ksuba, so that's also their way of being made on the Kiddushin. So Altim Siris Hashtar is also Eidei Kiddushin. So you have Eidus Altz the Shtar, because the people signing on the Shtar Kedushin are also being made on the Kedushin. The Ramah and Evin Ezer, Membeis Simen Dalet, Paskins that Eidei Kedushin don't need Jewishin Chakira, and this cross-examining, the Pesachei Tshuva brings the Tshuvas Nodav Yehuda, famous Tshuva, that it could be that by Kedushin you don't need Eidus Shetechol HaZimah. So that is really a lot of Teller in that Nodav Yehuda. If by Eidus Kiddushin, you don't need Eidus Shtechol HaZima, then they can be wearing masks. So this psak of Rabbi Schreiber was aroused a lot of interest among the Lomdei Torah. And the question was sent by Rabbi Zilberberg, again a Rav in Shikun Hain B'nei Brak, to the Rosh Yeshiva B'Yeshivas HaTeres Shlomo, also one of the most well-known Rosh Yeshivas in our door. His name is Rabbi Chaim Feinstein, the son of the great Gaon Rabbi Chiel Michel Feinstein from the Soloveitchik family, son-in-law of the Brisker Rav. So he answered, and this is all brought in an article in the Musaf Shabbat of the Yotei Ne'aman, one of the very interesting articles in the Shabbos edition. I remember growing up, we used to get the New York Times to our door. You'd have the Sunday Times mamish pack of thousands of pages, just endless amounts of things in that Sunday Times. So we also, in Israel also, the weekend papers are packed, and the Torah ones are filled with Divrei Torah, a special section of Divrei Torah. So this is in the special Divrei Torah section. And this was a letter written by Rabbi Chaim Feinstein to Rabbi Zilberberg, the 2nd of Tammuz, Tav Shin Pei. So exactly 2 years ago, almost to the day. Quote, Yididi, Rabbi Zilberberg, Shlita, Gaon, Mordechai Bunim Zilberberg, Shlita. This is the letter from Rabbi Feinstein. Wow, how lucky we are that we got it. Acharei Drisha Shlomo HaTov Karoi, after seeking out your peace, hope things are great. And then he brings up a number of nekudas. Hine b'dvar anidah in dehavei edus she'yatechol ha'azima, nira dezeh lo chashev edus yatechol ha'azima. As far as the nidah of edus she'yatechol ha'azima would appear, that this is not considered edus she'yatechol ha'azima. The raki mitzad guf ha'ed yi'efshel ha'azima. Kagon b'tshreifa b'sanhedrin, or mitzad etzem ha'edus, k'mo b'edus ben-gurusha, b'teis v'smakis. Number one, the Eidus Teichol HaZima is talking about where it's the Etzem HaEidus Ziyat Teichol HaZima. For example, let's say a Eidim are made on a Treifa, a guy's going to die, and he killed. So you can't say, Asisim Lo Kasher Zaman. We do to him as he wanted to do to his friend. Because the Eidim only wanted to kill a Treifa. And now we're going to be killing healthy people. So that's Eidus Sheyit HaYuchol HaZima. That's a Pagam in the Etzem HaEidus. But here it's not a Pagam in the Etzem HaEidus. Here, as far as the Eidus itself goes, it's fine. There's a Devar Chitzoni that's stopping us. It's something external. And we can't necessarily recognize them because they're wearing a mask. But the case in the Gemara via HTHol Azima is talking about where the Etzem Eidus is HTHol Azima because, for example, it's being made about a traitor that killed. Abamashi Machus Epanim, Shizel Devot Study, Machus Lagufeid Kokai Gavni Yochol Azima Choshiv, Kuwaitim Shiro Balailo Viv Sharakirim Balailo, Waitim Shiro Veni Shimaim, Shechalakir Bashas Maisel Azim, the Vadim Hani Eidusim. Let's say they saw at night and people couldn't see them because it was dark. Or they saw no one was with them who recognized them. B'shas Maisa. So are we going to say that Zeydus Shiyatechol Azim? It's Zeydus Azim. There's something external. It's night, it's dark, they don't recognize them. But the Etzem Eidus is hazamable. That's number one. Number two, Gam Yitochen, the Av Shebishas Maisev Shalakim Sagma Shuch Lazim Akach, Sheidu Bebased in Shiro Beyon Ploni, Vaziochel Azima, Velo Beyon Ploni, Manoe Yisem, Sagima Shebishas Maisev, Imatsa Duchlo Laziman, Kesheya Yidu Bebased in, Yechacham Echod. Just he heard from a Chacham that even though Bishas Maisa and the Eidus itself, they're identity is not certain, but self. When they come to the matzav of hazama, they can the mezimin can say manu yisim emakom ploni. In other words, the Eidim say that we saw the Chuppah, it was Tuesday at 6:15. We were made at the Chuppah, and then the Mezimin can say, Ma pitom, Tuesday at 6:15, you're with us without masks. We know you, we know it's you. And you're with us in a different place. So it's enough that B'Shas Maisa, Havei Amatzav D'Yuchel Azimah K'Shehidu Bebeistim. It's enough that at the time of this Maisa, they could be mazing them. When they're made bebased in. In other words, they can be made bebased in. They saw the chuppah Tuesday at 6:15. And then the mezimin can come and say, Ma pitom, you're with us Tuesday at 6:15. So even though now they're wearing masks, but in the end they could be mazing them by saying, you're with us elsewhere. And not only that, but we have Nadi Bihuda. The Nadi Bihuda says that Begidushin, you don't need the Eidus Teichol HaZima, and therefore it's kosher mitzad that. Beididus of a kavod haroi, and then he signs his name. So we have three nekudas here. Number one, it's not an Eidus Sheyatechol HaZima Be'etzem, it's just because of external factors. Number two, they could be mazing them by saying, all right, you claim you're at the chuppah wearing a mask, we claim you're with us elsewhere without a mask, we know it's you. And also the Noda B'Yehuda is not so pashut. The Noda B'Yehuda is, that isn't pashut because people argue with him. But Al Kopanim, he says that by Kedushin, you don't need Eidus Teichol HaZima, so even though they're wearing a mask, it's fine. So that was the letter from Rabbi Rabbi Chaim Feinstein justifying the Kiddushin, even though the Eidim are wearing a mask. And Rabbi Schreiber responded. And he writes, Mechtavu kibalti v'netainas hagon Rabbi Chaim Feinstein shlita. Im kidim esvar avade yesh lo makom rav. Ach mochur she'en oken. He says, no, I don't buy it. It has a good place in Svara, but I still don't buy it. Why? Because what's one of the reasons Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, says Tosfos, is because they're not going to want to be made, they're not going to want to accept Eidus on themselves, a Hazam on themselves. That's why Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Because they're not going to want to be Mekabel Hazam on themselves. So you see that if Fo'al, it's not Hazamable, even though the Eidus itself is fine. And the Eidus itself is Hazamable, but before it's not, because they're not going to be Mekabel Hazama, the that became a Dayan, obviously not going to be Mekabel Hazama themselves. So it's considered Eidus Shteyachol Hazima. So that whole Taina, that as long as in principle it's Hazamable, even though practically it's not, it's still considered Eidus Shteyachol Hazima, is not true, because here we see that it's, in practice, it's, in theory, it's Hazamable, and in practice it's not, and that's not considered Eidus Shteyachol Hazima. It's not good Eidus. Bodrai Ladavar, the B'tshuvas Bin Yinsian, Hevi Kushis, Rabbeinu Yisrael Misalant, Ramavur B'gemar B'ksubis, Delo Dechiri Inchi Tvei Mishitin Shinin, Abel Eidus, Kevin Rami Alei, Dat Dechiri. V'ikshe De Eidus Echad, Achar Samach Shana, Hav Eidus Shiyat Echol Hazima. Kamizimin lo have your rami alei veinanem zeichrim. Mayin shamer elahed yad nokat kedaver pashut shekashi b'fayal ein edim shecholim lizkor v'lahazim have edus sheyatei chol azima. Afilu shareyat samach shana have roy lazam mikom kom achshem edim shecholim lahazim kol shken hacha shein edim shor b'chlal me'olam. Brings another raya that it needs to be. Practically Hazamable, from the Binyan Siyan, bringing the Kasha, we sell Salanter, from the Gemara in Ksubis, that it says that a person doesn't remember more than 60 years, but Eidus he does, because Ram Yale, because it's incumbent upon him to remember the Eidus, he remembers it. So you frek with Israel, that Eidus after 60 years is Eidus Shiyat Echol Azima. You're right, the Eidim Ram Yale, but not the Meziman. The Meziman have no reason to remember. So they're not going to remember, so it's not Hazamable. So you see from this kasha that if it's in practice, it's not hazamable, even though in theory it is, but practically speaking, it's not. It's considered eidus shteyachol hazima, and it's pasul. Well, in yanatayna shniya. The second taina that a certain chacham tainted, sheheyachol lahazim kishiyavol lebeisdim, they can be amazing afterwards. They can say, "Listen, you said you were at the chuppah Tuesday at 6:15. You were with us at Tuesday at 6:15, in a different place." He says, "Ein zut tshuva." That's not an answer. Ki ani don kan einu ala edus levruei shevazeh. It's not in the beirur. If it was the beirur, you're right. So we can say that it's a valid beirur because somebody could have said you were with us in a different place and they didn't. This is not Eidus that's Mevarer, that clarifies, but it's Eidus that creates the actual act. It's called Eidus L'Kiyume. V'anidenu im be'Eidus L'Kiyume ki chisaran dike Eidus shiyat ha'yachol ha'zima. V'amei l'anidon shekishi yavo l'beiz din einu shayach kan l'kan klal. Talking about Eidus Kiyum. And the question is, if by Eidus Kiyum there's a chisaron of Eidus Shiyat HaYachol HaZima. So the fact that afterwards you can come to Beis Din, the Eidim can come to Beis Din, and they can say, Imanu Yisim Makom Ploni might not be able to help us. The fact that afterwards they can come along and be mazing them and say you're with us elsewhere doesn't help us. Because we need that b'shas and maisa, the Eidim be recognizable. That makes it a proper Eidus Kiyum. In other words, in real time, at Tuesday, 6:15, they have to have been recognizable, these Eidim. And they were not, because they were wearing masks. The Eidim and the real Kedushim were wearing masks. So the fact that they can come along and say, no, you were this elsewhere, it doesn't help us. Because B'shas Maisa, it's Eidus Shiatechol Azima, because we didn't recognize the actual Eidim. You have to be able to recognize the actual Eidim. So I'm not so clear on why this is a dechia. A kopanim, that's what it says. I'll just read out the lashon of Rabbi Schreiber. He says, if it was Lebrure, it's your time, is a good time. They can say, hey, you're with us in a different place. But since it's Lekiyume, and the issue is the Eidus Lekiyume, is there Chisaron of Eidus Shiatechol Azima? So the Nidon of coming afterwards to Beis Din isn't Shayach at all, that they can come afterwards and say, hey, you're with us elsewhere. Because we're dealing with Eidus Lekiyume. The Eidus is Mekayimit, and the Mimela, you have to be able to recognize the Eid in B'Shas Maisa. And here the Eidim weren't recognizable, B'Shas Maisa. And then finally he quotes the Noda B'Yehuda, and he says that the Noda B'Yehuda is not Muchach at all, because other people argue with the Noda B'Yehuda. For Noda B'Sharim D'Zu Halacha Shnuyah B'Machlokas Gedola, this Halacha is the subject of much dispute, whether or not by Yinir Eidus Shteachol Azima by Kiddushin. So to be Samech of the Noda B'Yehuda that you don't, it's very difficult. Achein ha-she'elam. Achein ha-nidon amiti kanoim be'edus l'kiyume eke chisaren de'edus shiat ha'ochol azima. If it's edus l'kiyume, where you don't need Haggadah, where they're not mevara, the edim aren't mevara, they just witness by Kiddushin, do you need edus shiat ha'ochol? Is there a chisaren of edus shiat ha'ochol azima? Does it have to be hazamable? Because maybe it doesn't. Chada de'endu ze'endu edus ha'Haggadah. It's not an edus of Haggadah. They don't have to go and testify afterwards about what they saw. And therefore, maybe it doesn't need to be hazamable. Because what's the reason that it has to be hazamable? Because of mirsas. Because the Eidim are afraid that they're going to be hazamed. That they're going to be busted. So if the Eidim are afraid of they're going to be busted, that's only if they're testifying. But by Kiddushin, they're not testifying afterwards. So maybe you don't need Eidus Shateyachol Hazima. Or maybe it's Xeris Hakasa, but it's only Xeris Hakasa and Eidus Hagada. Not an Eidus Kiddushin. So Rabbi Schreiber concludes his letter, and he writes that Zemash and Istapakti Benidon Zeh, these are the sfeikas that I had. Kamuvan Dev Shalom Esvaris Lekan or Lekan, you can argue this way, you can argue that way. But lemaisa, you need a raya. Ve'eni kedai lachria, I'm not worthy of deciding. Ve'yavod misha daita rochava mi daiti ve'achria ve'yakar da raisa. Yisrael bunim ben la'adoni yavim mori v'rabi agon repinchas zeichet zanda v'kodesh l'vracha shreiber. So that's, he says, let somebody greater than me decide. Reb Zilberberg, in the shir that he gave on Lel Shabbos, discusses this from another angle. And that is based on the Chiddush of the Shmaitzah, Zayin Tezayin, that even be'edus Isha, im magi adam v'omer berish u'makir es hames al-adei ha-pedachas levada mekabla may do so, that even when it comes to testifying about a dead husband, the forehead would be enough. So maybe here also the forehead would be enough, and the covering of the face isn't a problem, not in the chassan, not in the Eidim. If, says the Shmaitza, Yimagi Adam Vomer Berishu Makir Es HaMesa, if a person says that he recognizes the mace through the forehead alone, even if you hold it normally, you need the nose, But if a person says, no, but I recognize him with the forehead alone, then you're Makabal Edusa. That's the Chiddush of the Shev Shemaitza. So it could be that today we've learned to recognize people with their masks on, and therefore it's enough. Like we had this recently, a couple of years ago, there was a Siddur Kedushin, the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva. There's about seven Brisker Yeshivas. But the, one of the Brisker Yeshivas, the Rosh Yeshiva, is the famous Rav Avraham Yishaya Yoshua. A lot of times you ask, boy, where is he learning? He said, I'm learning by Rav Avraham Yoshua. So the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Avraham Yoshua Soloveitchik, was a Masada Kedushin, plus in the collar wearing masks. And when the Edom asks Rav Avraham Yoshua if they can be Edom, he says, you reckon you know who I am? I'm also wearing a mask. Who says I'm the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva? The answer is, you know I'm the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva, and you know the Chassid and the Kala, and they know you, and everyone knows everyone, so the masks are cool. So that's the, based on that Chiddush of the Shmaitza, that if you, the Edom say they know the husband, just with the forehead, that's enough. So here also today it could be that we learn to recognize people, so that would be enough. And there's another issue here, and that is, let's say they're wearing, there's a great picture here of Rebel Pavarsky being Masad the Kedushin. He's wearing one of those masks, not the usual blue ones that people wear that cover their face, but he's wearing one that like hockey players wear, you know, the see-through. So that's an interesting question. If it's a see-through, and is that considered Edus? If you see through a glass, is that considered that you saw? We have in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, if they say, we saw through a lantern, through glass, so the Rishonim explain that Pshat is that a mirror. There was a mirror on the ground and they saw through, that's how they saw the moon. That's no good. The Ritva writes that no, it's talking about a window. They saw through the glass. So if glass is no good, like the Ritva learns, then you also can't be made if they're wearing a see-through mask. And then, of course, we get into the shaila of glasses. I mean, if that's a problem, then how are you allowed to be made when you're wearing glasses? So the halacha writes the Shus Yankiv, wrote in the Shari Tshuva, Tavcha Vav, that you can be made derech glass. And the Rav Chaim Knievsky in Chos Kiddush HaChodesh in Perek Beis, Yivkot and Chavches, he brings the Ritva that maybe you can't be made through glass, you can't be made through glasses. Anyway, these are just some of the interesting Yidonim that came up during the terrible period of the coronavirus. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha, that we should all be able to see each other's beautiful faces. And Gulash Shleima. All right, so there's obviously loads and loads and loads more to say about these inyanim. So hopefully in the future we will return. Shalom, shalom.